Say it on the water. Say it on the
Jay Maskus from Solo, offering a song called Say It On. I think it is one of his more recent. And before that, we were having this sort of food-oriented set. It's always time to eat a little snack, right? Waitress from Hop Along, Frances Quinlan from a long time ago. Great record of theirs. Philadelphia band at the time. I'm not sure where they all are now. And before a Hop Along, Land of the Loops, doing What to Feed the Monkey. And I think I have the title, What to Feed My Monkey, or maybe Your Monkey. How to Feed a Sea Monkey. Glad I checked that. Gosh, fact checker here. We need somebody. Cafe Heaven was the song we got from Nick Gilder, Sweeney Todd group out of 1970s Vancouver, BC. And I think it is top of the hour, so I got to say, hey, man, you're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio's yours, and I am now DJ Kiki. Previously, last hour, I was imitating Ray-Ban Jan, doing my best to channel his tunes and his lovely voice, although the voice part I probably didn't do so well, but you know, actually I wasn't really trying. Let's start Music for Neighbors the way we usually do, just because traditions are good, especially this time of year. So here we go. We're gonna keep up with drifty, lyric oriented, some political commentary that never goes out of style, and some evocative, deep-voiced male singers. I think that's kind of what I have lined up here. X-Ray, text in if you have a request, though. You never know. X-Ray, radio's yours. Got an idea. You know, I've been doing a lot of food related songs today, and they keep popping up, and no wonder, it's in the air. It's give guide of Willamette Week. Just go to willametteweek.com or something like that, and X-Ray's in there because I think we're considered an arts organization, so please, we love to get support from the community and listeners. And the giveaway today, there's like certain days have a bonus giveaway. If you give even as little as $10, you get entered in the lottery or the raffle to win the special gift today, which is a $500 gift certificate spending spree at New Seasons Market. So it must have been like I knew that somehow viscerally in my tummy. So go to Give Guide, Give to X-Ray. We'd love to have you support. And it takes a village to feed to feed the community. Win your prize from New Seasons Market and join the community. Willamette Week Give Guide X-Ray. By the way, eggs are coming up. This next song, Eggs out of DC.
Okay, I'd be a pale impersonator of a government administrator, but I went down anyway to apply. And I stood around looking nervous at the other would-be civil servants as we filled out forms and formed a straight line. Looking back on the test later, I can't figure out what was greater, the pressure to succeed or the will to even try. 'Cause the test of government letters smacks of having nothing else better, and brother, that's a hard thing to justify. Okay, Rob, play guitar now, brother. Administration, forgive a lack of technical acumen on my part. A safety net across the nation, the civil service examination only robs your pride to the point where it's a good place to start. I had a vision in the elevator of myself a few years later, with a badge around my neck and no pain in my heart, 'cause this demon on my shoulder keeps reminding me I'm getting older, and that I should lose the qualities that set me apart. And he says, walk like I walk, think like I think, you're catching on fast, let me fly.
I'm not afraid to his shiny pimpmobile, running through the night. Shiny, shiny pimpmobile, running through the night. We're all alone, just get inside. We're going for a little ride. The cherry bombs, Confederate flags. Don't forget that's all. Shiny, shiny pimpmobile, running through the night. Shiny, shiny pimpmobile, running through the
getting a cabin, traveling on buses, with no graffiti on our slash seat of fares. I say that's
That is entertainment. That's the jam. Thanks for entertaining us. And I love that bass line. So simple. Rock and roll. And political commentary at the same time. Thank you for that request, listener. That's entertainment is kind of the name of our political system these days, isn't it? Yep. What can we get the highest ratings for? That's all we care about. Before that song from The Jam, which was from 1980, by the way, from I think it was their like fifth record or something. Before that, we heard President, again, a very timely song written probably in the mid to later 90s when it came out on, 1992, from one of the earlier Eggs record. They were a Washington, D.C. band on Teen Beat, which was the label that Mr. Mark Robinson basically ran, I'm sure, with other people. And he was in town last week. He did a really fun show. I would have loved to see him with a full band, but that's, you know, maybe that he'll do that when he's touring. Mark Robinson of Teen Beat, touring soon next year with The Wedding Present, I believe. But anyway, Teen Beat record from Eggs out of DC. Bruiser was the name of the album. President had a lot of lyrics that were pretty relevant and sort of ironically relevant, talking about tropical islands and stuff like that. Want to see the president without his suit? Okay. And another request, thank you, shiny Pitmobile from the Gasoline Age record. In fact, the deluxe reissue of that record from East River Pipe, also known as FM Cornog Frederick. I think he was from Brooklyn or something. I'm not positive about that, so I'd have to look it up. And let's see, did we get through? Yeah, Long Days, No Dreams from Water From Your Eyes. A song from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, which was one of their later records, not their hit early section. But Thousand Oaks, again, a timely song with lyrics that resonate every so often, every couple of days. Something horrific happens, and whether it's guns or whatever, new fragility, that fragility never goes away, but music stays. Eggs at the top of the set, the government administrator, and that was the beginning of my Music for Neighbors from the Tripes started out. I think that was one full set, long one. You can find the set list online, and you can also go online to donate to Willamette Week. They're a fun drive for all kinds of good nonprofits, including X-Ray. We're in the arts department there, I believe. So give a holler, give a, you know, the amount that you might spend on a few coffees or a little donation, $10 or more, will give you the chance to win the bonus today, which is $500 worth of groceries at New Seasons. Hence our food theme, inadvertently chosen by me. I must be hungry. What are we going to listen to next? We're going to do another deep-voiced man. We're going to get into a few more of those. But we've got something from Ashtray Boy, Randall Lee of The Voice, especially. Late Night Mating Dance. And let me pot it up on the board so that we can hear the beginning. X-Ray Radio's yours. I'm DJ Kiki. Thanks for joining.
Started in countenance with a mobile phone. Quest to entertain his evening on the lawn. Against a five-star offer he had to postpone. Access leads that became a disease. started his chance, became his late night maiden dance. He met Ella in a cafe breaking plates. His wisdom, she was declared his. Cause Ella rang back too late. Axe of sleeves that became a disease. What started a chance became his late night maiden dance.
I've been hit by the bus.
The first time we flew it, it was cheap and cramped. The vodka running out halfway across the Atlantic. Even the stewards screaming, join the landing. We didn't think we were gonna make it. Now we're stretched out in white furry seats, flicking through menus. We'll walk to the bar with as much screw-top champagne as we can drink. We're so easy. We're taking turns having our photo taken, sitting in front of a smoke window, decanters of cheap whiskey in our hand. We're driving to Manhattan on a date with a starlet. It's just talent. That's what people pay the money to see. Who are we to argue? 5 hours now, it's been going up, and we'll still be watching all. Can you really believe all this? Can you really lie in bed at night and mark at his own genius? When do you lose the ability to step back and get a sense of your own ridiculousness? They're only songs. Midnight. All over. Now he can really make us laugh. We're standing on our head drinking sours of Cristal Snap. Now we're unable to step back or forward. We're swallowing, swallowing, tasting it again. It's not so unpleasant. Perhaps it's an acquired taste. The first time it makes you sick, and little by little it becomes delicious. Showbiz people, always there to be interested in what you have to say. We are artists. We are sensitive and important. We nod our heads earnestly. Already halfway down the champagne list, on our way to leaving the place dry. The $2,000 barber, showbiz picks up the tab, and we're on our way laughing, laughing. Los Angeles, 8 days in, and our sense of irony is wearing pretty thin. Ah, the friends we've made. It's 2 a.m. It's closing time for Dresden. Martin and Link play one last sleepy strange in the night, and the last of the martinis dribble down our chins. I'm sitting chasing a conversation around the table. Jesus, how long have I been in this state? The limousine's still waiting outside. Anything you want to do, anywhere you want to go. We're on our way to the airport, on a plane to Vegas. So many nights, lying in bed shaking, dreaming of pushing my daughter around the supermarket. The joy of seeing all those colors and shapes reflected in her wide eyes. My head leaning on the window, and we're driving through the empty LA streets, and everything seems silent and beautiful. Guys' faces to the floor, police revolvers glistening in the streetlight. Onto Melrose and nudging through a sea of Halloween transvestite. The flight's cancelled, but it doesn't matter. We turn this corner into a wing that takes us wherever. Up to sunset, and we creep up the drive to the chateau. The sweet Belushi died in, or the one Morrison hung out the window. Oh, I'll go for Jim's. I may fancy a little window hanging myself tonight, man. Straight over to the minibar, open the champagne. One sip and it's left to wake up to. Anyone hungry? A team of uniform waiters lay out an elaborate table for us to ignore. Oh, the irony, how we used to live it. I'm back in London, on a cold Friday night. Do you want another drink? Well, I could try. Perhaps we could make it to the Atlantic. 600 yards, 20 minutes later, we're pushing through the waiting crowd, all fish eyes. see before ourselves. And tonight, well, a nod of the head and we're inside. We're falling down the red velvet stairs. Limbs flaying, hands searching for something to steady. Pick ourselves up, there's nothing broken. Just aches in the morning. No one seems to notice. I find a table, a champagne around. We've been so drunk, we sit and look at it. We try and talk, the first time in a long time. Drunk at confession, we should have made each other sick. We use the rent money to pay the bill. And bumping shoulders, we stumble out into sober. Slipping over the sleeping bags, shouting for taxes.
Yeah, that was a song called The Golden Dregs, or a song by The Golden Dregs called John, and it's one of my favorites. Hope you don't mind listening to it again if you've listened to this show. Golden Dregs has put out a bunch of stuff. That was one of the, that was from like 4 years ago. And it's mostly, I guess, the centerpiece of that band is Benjamin Woods. They're British. Hannah Woods was on the backing vocals, and neat to hear. Such a mournful song. Before that, Tinder Sticks, another long, mournful tale. And it was from their Curtains record, Ballad of Tinder Sticks. They've often played with big orchestras too. Interesting. And they've scored a lot of film soundtracks. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. We heard from them with a song called In This Home on Ice, which I consider one of their hits from a number of years back. I think that was early 90s. I can't remember. I usually associate songs with what I was doing at the time, like whether I was in grad school or which job I had and which boyfriend or family member or a crisis or a celebration. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is a band that is a lot of people, but including Alex Ounsworth, O-U-N-S-Worth. I don't know how to pronounce it. Ounsworth as the centerpiece. Leader of the band, I guess. And we heard Geese from their not most recent record, which has been getting tons and tons of press, but their second most recent record. Geese out of Brooklyn Heights, I think, somewhere in Brooklyn. And I See Myself was the name of that song from their 3D Country record. Started the set with the Ashtray Boy from Australia and sometimes from Chicago, but this was an Australia release, I believe, with Randall Lee on lead vocals, Late Night Mating Dance from their album The Euro a few years back. We are going to be playing out this fun hour. At least it's been fun for me, so thank you for listening along. We're going to listen to a little more Cameron Winter. He's the lead voice in the Geese record, and he's put out a album solo by him called Heavy Metal. This is Love Takes Miles. Thanks for listening to X-Ray, Give to the Give Guide, get chance to win a lot of groceries, and keep it real.
Love will come when you get enough under your arms. Oh, mama. Love will come. Love will make you fit it up.